Very interesting. The topic of this week is the parasha of Tzitzis. Right? Tzitzis, the last aliyah of parashas, the maftir of parashas Shelach is Vayomer Hashem Moshe Daber El Bnei Yisrael Yomar Elohim Yosulam Tzitzis. So we know that we have different types. We fulfill this mitzvah in different ways. A talis katan, a talis gadol. And many people have a special talis for Shabbos. A talis gadol for Shabbos and a talis for Yimei Achol. We discussed yesterday that the talis really was the first form of Big Day Shabbos. Okay, the question we want to discuss is, when you buy a talis, do you make a shachiyana? When you buy a new talis, not a talis gadol, but a new talis gadol, do you recite the birchas Shehechiyanu?
Why not?
Because do you have joy? Okay, that's the question. Why not? Why yes and why not? The bracha of Shehechiyanu is possibly the most complex bracha from all of the brachas that appear in Shulchan Aruch. What are the laws, rules, and regulations of when a person should make a Shehechiyanu and when he should not make a Shehechiyanu? And when everything is said and done, there's no answer. There's no consensus on anything. Everything turns into a very big state of confusion of when a person should recite, should not recite, and all the various things. I wanted to discuss now what are the different possibilities of when it would be appropriate to recite a Shehechiyanu, and how that would relate to a talis. And there's one factor about a talis that is unique, in that it's a beged shel mitzvah. Especially, it's a beged shel mitzvah, and beged shel mitzvah, maybe that may have its own status. Now, let's take a step back. According to what it says in the Gemara says, when a person, he purchases kelim chadashim, he recites the bracha shehechiyanu. Question. What does it mean, kelim chadashim? So it appears the big machloikis rishonim, which spills over to the achrayinim. Does that mean only clothing, or does that mean even you buy a car, you buy a pot, you buy anything that you would call the kli? Sometimes in the Gemara, what?
A home,
no, that's a bias. You buy a bias, you do make a shachin, that's a bias. You make a tovah meitiv. It's not as good for you, it's good for your family as well. That's real estate. But the Gemara says a person buys movable items, kelim chadoshim, he recites a shehechiyanu. So there is a machloket. Now, what does it mean, kelim? In the Gemara, sometimes kelim refers specifically to clothing, and sometimes kelim refers to utensils. So the question is, what is the halacha? It's not clear. There are different opinions. There are different minhagim. A lot of it results in the minhag. Some people will only recite a Shehechiyanu on a garment. If he buys a new garment, which is expensive, which we'll see in the one which gives him simcha, that's when you recite a bracha. But if you purchase an object, if you buy a new dining room set, you buy a new car, you buy anything that is movable of significance, that's not what it means in the Gemara to make a bircha Shehechiyanu. Why not? What is the word? You thank Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, I bless you Hashem, may you be the source of blessing for Melech Olam, Shehechiyanu, that you have allowed me to live this far in life, V'kimanu, I have continued to exist, V'higiyanu, I have reached this moment in my life where I had the merit to acquire this item that gives me benefits. I could have died yesterday. I could have died a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago. I would never have had this benefit. By allowing me to exist to this point in life, I've come into a situation where I have now a new acquisition, and I thank you, Hashem, for that pleasure.
It's very nice you're hearing the word acquisition. I don't know where acquisition is.
The Gemara says.
And the first
you're right.
The Gemara
right.
Says it. The first time that we all come in contact with Shehechiyanu is the Regolim on the Yom Tovim.
That is correct.
So
that
where,
is
the, how does it jump from the Yom Tovim to these?
Excellent. Excellent. So let's, everyone agrees, you're on the mark. Everyone agrees. Mark is on the mark. Everyone agrees.
Clothing or a new car, which one is more important for him?
Clothing.
Car is, he cut $40,000. And he enjoy every day, any minute, any cent.
You ride a car, the car is $40,000, But if you don't have a car, nothing's going to happen to you. If you're naked, it's not going to be good.
Also, if it's the individual, why is it? Do we make it in the pool?
I
can understand that Yom Tov, we celebrate as a people.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. Many brachas, it's not unique to Shechiyan. There are other examples when you make a bracha, we make a bracha, the Lashon Rav. I don't know the answer. I don't know. You're asking a very good question. So let's focus on this thing. You're saying very good. Yom Tov is the ideal makom where there is no disagreement. There's less mandapalik. A person is required to make a shachyanu on the Moadim. When you reach the Shalosh Regalim, we've lived in Zman, it's time. We've lived to this time, shachyanu v'kimanu v'gyanu l'azman hazeh. Let's analyze the overwhelming characteristic of the Moadim and try to translate that into other areas of our life. The most fundamental element of the shachyanu on the Moadim is it's a set time. It's a Zman that is set on a calendar day. Therefore, many argue that if you buy a suit, there's no set time to buy a suit. You buy a suit whenever you want. You can buy a suit today, tomorrow. There are no set times to buy a suit. So buying clothing or buying utensils, which does not have a set time, does not qualify for the Birchas Shehechiyanu. On the other hand, there are those who believe it doesn't have to be set on the calendar, but it has to be Dovar Sheba Mizman Lizman, that it happens occasionally. If it's you don't do it every single day. It's not etched in the calendar when you do it, but it's something you buy a new suit, you buy once a year, you buy twice a year, maybe even three times a year, but it's not something that you do every single day. It's something which is done upon occasion. That is enough to be similar enough to the Moadim when you can make a bracha. And what there's another element in the Moadim, and that is it's a zman of simcha, v'samachta b'chagecha. There is a great, great enjoyment. When you buy a new suit, do you have simcha? Is there a simcha? Well, it depends. It depends on the person. It depends upon the quality of the clothing. A person is a very, very wealthy person who buys, gets a new suit every single day, every couple of days. And buys very, it's no big deal. But for a poor person, to get a new suit, it's a very big deal. So it can vary upon the person. So there are already two things that we're extracting from the Moadim. It's ba mizman lizman. Number two, there is simcha. How are you going to translate that into purchasing utensils and buying clothing? You have to ask yourself, number one, is this something which is ba mizman lizman? And even if it's ba mizman lizman, I only get a suit once a year, you have to ask yourself honestly, do you really have pleasure? Does it really mean something to you? Are you really happy that I have benefit, I have simcha from wearing a new suit? Not everyone has simcha. Not everyone has simcha when they buy new clothing. Some are very upset. They gain weight. They don't think they've moved up another inch on the waistline. They're not moli simcha. It's an agmas nefesh to buy a new suit. Even though they only buy a new suit once a year. It all depends. Everyone is different. Another question, another element. The simcha of Yom Tov is a simcha shel mitzvah. The samachta b'chagecha. It's a simcha shel mitzvah. When you buy a new suit, very nice. It's bought me. I buy on my wedding anniversary. I buy a new suit, and I have incredible simcha. Moly simcha. I didn't gain weight a whole year. Tremendous simcha. I love the suit. Exclusive, exquisite, expensive. But it's not a simcha shel mitzvah. What is it? It's just a davar shel chol. How can you compare bekasha is not as bekasha? Is that a bekasha mitzvah? Maybe, right? Okay, we'll come in a moment. Can you make a shechianu? That's not like the Moadim. Moadim is a simcha shel mitzvah. So now we're beginning to open up. Let's go to a talis. Oh, a talis. Buying a brand new talis. That's ba mizman lizman. People do not buy a talis all that often. Okay, they buy a talis probably less often than they buy a new suit, especially a new Shabbos talis. They buy maybe, I don't know what everyone is different. How often you buy a new Shabbos talis? And so it's ba mizman lizman, and it is a simcha. It's a nice thing, and many it depends on. But many people have simcha. It's a nice talis. It's something which is significant. And guess what? It's a simcha shel mitzvah. Because wearing tzitzis is a very big mitzvah. The Eastern Mitzvah is called Mitzvah Hashem. So l'chayra, a beget shel tzitzis does is has mylois that all other types of acquisitions do not have. Now, especially you have to realize also that when it comes to buying, it's much better to buy. It's easier to make a shachyanu on a garment than it is to make a shachyanu on an object. That's what it's brought down in the Paiskim. Why it's like that, they don't say. I think it's because a garment is a real, immediate, and consistent, constant benefit. Whereas an object, I bought a new brake front. I bought a new dining room table. It cost me $5,000, an exquisite dining room table. How often are you going to be nene from your dining room table? Once a month, once on Shabbos, once in a while. Clothing, you wear the clothing. It's with you 24/7. I'm wearing whatever. Not when you're sleeping, but you're wearing the clothing. It's there. It's a much more significant benefit, and therefore, clothing you can make a bracha. But something which you don't have that much benefit from, you can then there's a question among the Paiskim: should you make a bracha on an item? Not some say yes, some say not. But a talis has all the milas. Think about it. It's all the milas. It's a garment. So though even those who say you do not make a shachyanu on a utensil, on an object, well, they do allow you to make a bracha on a garment. And it's a garment which is giving you simcha. You can't say you buy a new talis, you're not going to have simcha. You have a beautiful new talis to daven with in shul. And it's a simcha shel mitzvah. And it's also davar atzba mizman lizman. So a talis shel tzitzis has a lot going for it. Has a lot going for it. And therefore, l'chayra, there should be, therefore, yeah, there's very strong grounds that a person should be permitted. And as many places can say, you should make a shachyanu, no harm done, make a shachyanu when you buy a new talis. Now here's the next question. When do you make the bracha? So Me'ikra Adin, the Gemara says, and this is something that's beautiful, it's totally new to me on this, and I want to ask you two questions, and each question answers the other question. A real Jewish lumnus. Two questions, each one. Let me take a step back. It says in the Gemara, When you buy a new garment, there's a special bracha you're supposed to make. When you wear a new garment, when you say every day in davening, malbish arumim. Me'ikar ha'adin, when you get a new suit, you put on a new suit for the very first time, you come to shul the first time, you should go and say, baruch atah Hashem, kinim el-cholam, malbish arumim. That's what it says in the Gemara. You've never seen anyone do this. You've never seen anyone make a malbish arumim. So don't say it in the morning. Don't say it in the morning. Don't say it in the morning. Wait until the afternoon when you put on your new suit for the very first time. And when you put on the new suit, you should make the bracha of malbish arumim. You've never seen anyone do that either. You've never seen someone do that. Malbish arumim?
Yes.
And what about the shachyanu?
Depending on how big the purchase was.
So you made the malbish, but the shachyanu you didn't necessarily make, but you made the bracha malbish room. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear. Okay. Okay. Good. It's fine. I'm not coming to question. So what's going on over here? So let me ask you another question. You'll see how one question answers the other question. This is amazing stuff here. He writes over here, and this is unique. This is his chesh. Most is a leaker, but I think is his. The mechaber, this sefer Oitz Machmadim, is his chesh. When you buy a new suit, when are you supposed to make Gottlieb? Not some Gottlieb. When are you supposed to make the bracha or shechian when you have a new suit? So what does everyone do today? The first time they put on the new garment is when you make the shechianu. That's what everyone does. If you do make a shechianu on a new suit, when are you going to make it? The minhag Yisrael is the very first time. You get ready, you put on the new suit, and you make a shachyanu. Shachyanu v'kimani v'en lazman hazeh. That's wrong. And that's what we do. It's not wrong. That's what we should do. What it says in the Gemara is you're supposed to make the shachyanu when you purchase the new suit. That's what you're supposed to do. When you buy the new, when you give over your credit card and it becomes your property, that is when you're supposed to make a shachyanu on a new suit. So now the question, why don't we do that? Why don't we do the answer? That's what it says in the Gemara. Hakoine, the words of the Gemara. It's a Gemara Masech, the Berachos. Hakoine, it's a Mishnah. Hakoine, Kelim, Chadashim, Oimer, Shechiyanu, V'kimonu, V'genu, Lazman Hazeh. Hakoine, when you purchase. So why? Now let me ask you another question. Let's say you're a chassan and you buy three new suits and a couple pairs of pants, and you buy a new hat, and a new this, a new that, all these things which in and of itself, theoretically, qualify for a shechianu. How many shechianus do you make? When you put on your first new suit, Okay, you make a Shachyanu. What about the second suit? And what about the third suit? Do you make a Shachyanu on those things also? The answer is no.
You don't put it on the same time. Why not?
Oh, why not? Exactly. Why not?
If
exactly.
You put on a month apart. Why not?
Exactly. Why not? That's right. Good question. But the minig is you don't. The minig is you make one Shachyanu. On all the... All
those
the,
people make Shachyanu when they buy a suit. They usually make it when they put it on, right?
Everyone makes. The halacha b'zman says
so
when you put it on.
If you bought yourself at one time three suits,
yeah,
and you put it, you know, you paid $300, $400 for a suit, or your tuxedo and a suit, whatever it is. So when you put it on, you make
each one, you make another shachyanu, right? That's what you suggested. So why is if you'll ask any rav, should I do that? They'll tell you no, you're not allowed to. You bought why? Because in this tekufa. This is the answer. No, no, no. Let's say it's very expensive. You buy very expensive things. And each one in and of itself would definitely qualify for a Shachyanu. And you buy very expensive, three very expensive suits, and a very expensive coat, and a very expensive hat, and very expensive shoes. Even shoes. I'll show you in a moment why. Each one in and of itself qualifies for Shach. So why is it, if you'll ask any Rav, should I make 5, 10 brachas every time I put on something new? They'll tell you no. Only make one shachyanu for the first time, and that's it.
When you buy it.
No, no, not when you buy it, when you wear it. No one's going to tell you today to make a bracha when you wear it. One thing at a time. Well, why? What's the answer? Here's the answer. Because me ikur hadin, you're supposed to make the bracha when you buy it, not when you wear it. In this tekufa, if during one time, you don't have to buy it all in the same day. If you have an event, you have a simcha, you're getting a marriage, or a child is getting married, or a bar mitzvah, or some event, it's now time for a new wardrobe, okay? A makeover. I'm buying a new wardrobe. And one tekufa, you go out and you buy 5 suits. Hakoine kelim b'roshon rabim. Kelim chadoshim, loshon rabim. A person goes out to buy on a shopping spree. Credit card, shop in town, over a couple of days, and I buy, make new acquisitions. Me'ikar hadin, it's the moment of acquisition. There's one tekufa of acquisition. So just because now, we today, do not make the bracha when we acquire it, which I'll explain to you in a few moments why, so we don't make it, so now we push the bracha to when we wear it. Oh, you're wearing it, but in the class you got another 5 suits and you plan on wearing them in a week from now, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, in a month, 2 months. Who cares? The Iker Hadin, the bracha, is not when you wear it, it's when you purchase it. You're a delinquent. You should have made the bracha when you bought it in the store. You held back. And when you purchase it, the Shulchan Aruch says, Akoine Kelim Chadashim, which means you buy a lot of Kelim in one shot. So if this is one tekufa, if this is one simcha, you're mine, my child is getting married, I'm going to go out, I'm going to buy for myself A, B, C, and D, even though I bought it on Amazon over 3 weeks, this is one tekufa. When you put on your first suit, you make a shechiyona for all of your new acquisitions, v'zehu.
That's the achrayim
says? Yeah.
What happens if you win the lottery, you buy yourself an apartment in Palm Beach, apartment in California, apartment in Israel.
That's real estate.
So when do you make a Taiva Meitiv? You make one Taiva Meitiv or you make it when
I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe you only make one also. It's also Koine. It's also when you... I believe it's also... It says they're Koine. It's also one bracha. I believe you're right also. If you buy it in one tekufa, you make one bracha. The Zehu. One bracha. That's it. Okay? One bracha. Now, here's the catch. And why, now let's go back and take a step back. Why don't you make the bracha? Why then don't you make the bracha when you buy it? When you're in the department store, Amazon, in front of your computer. You should make the bracha right then and there. When you order it, right? Why make it? The answer is, if you're actually in the department store and you buy it, usually there's tailoring that has to be done. That's very common. You buy something expensive. Something, you buy something that doesn't require tailoring, it's usually in the category, it's cheap, so there's no simcha, you don't make a shachyanu. If you're buying something which would require you to make a shachyanu because it's significant, usually you have tailoring that needs to be done. So it's not a simcha for you. It's true, I gave over the credit card and the money is I paid. They're not going to do the tailoring until I pay the money. So I bought it. But I can't say I have simcha because I can't use it yet. Tailoring, agmas nefesh. Will they do it right? Will they not do it right? Furthermore, many times you have to have a shyness tested. So it's not. Another reason is that due to our modern, the modern world, you're not in a frame of mind. You make a bracha. A bracha is meant to be made the way it's meant to be made. I told you once this bizarre story that the Chazon Ish at times did not daven Ma'ariv. I told you the story?
No.
He told someone, Chazon Ish told someone, he doesn't always daven Ma'ariv. Are you talking the Chazon Ish did not daven Ma'ariv? He said he is so thoroughly exhausted in his learning that he literally does not have the strength to daven Ma'ariv. He can't move. So this fellow said to him, so don't, you don't have to daven a Ma'ariv with kavana every single word. You daven a Ma'ariv like everyone else davens a Ma'ariv. You just do lip service. So they said to the Chazon Ish, you just whatever. So if you don't have kavana, no one has, at the end of the day, Ma'ariv, it's very hard. You're tired. So you just read the words, do the best you can, like when you tell a child. So the Chazon Ish says, that's not how I daven. When I daven, I daven. I have to know what I'm saying, every single word. That's what davening is. It's not davening lip service. And if I don't have the koyach to daven like a mensch, I don't daven. You say a bracha shachayon, that's a big thing. More often than not, when you buy merchandise in the modern marketplace of this world, it's not an environment that is appropriate to make a bracha. You go into Macy's, and you're buying a new suit. You go into store. It's not necessarily a makom kadosh. There are people walking around that are not dressed properly. And the people, it's just not a place. There's music in the background. There are things going on in the background. It's the street. It's the gas. It's not an environment today that's proper, usually, to be able to be in the presence of mind to make the bracha properly. So if you're not going to buy it when you're purchasing it, so the next significant moment is when you put on the clothing for the first time. You're in your home. You're with your family. You are in a very different frame of mind. It would be appropriate to make the bracha. Okay, that is a technical reason why today, either because you're tailoring, shanis testing, or bechlal, you're just not in an environment of cleanliness and tahara where you can properly make the bracha in the proper frame of mind. Now, listen to this. This is in Shem Chesh. Back to our original question. Why don't we, Bizman Hazem, make a bracha malbish arumin? Or better, let us go out. You don't want to say, oh, I made it this morning, so it's going to be like a bracha levat. First night, bracha levatol. I made it in the morning, so I'll make it again later. You want to be machmir? I said, don't make it in the morning. I'll save it for later in the day. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? The answer is, being that today, in the modern world, today, we don't make the shechiyonu when we buy it. And we wait to make the Shechiyanu when we wear it, so that already becomes the bracha. In other words, let me clarify. Me'ikar hadin, you're supposed to make when you buy new clothing two brachas. A bracha Shechiyanu when you buy it, and a bracha of Malbish Arumim when you wear it. That's what you're supposed to do, Me'ikar hadin. Today, we don't make the bracha when you buy it due to the technical reasons that I've explained. So the minig is to make the shechiyanu when you wear it. The poskim hold, it seems, that if you're making the shechiyanu, a shechiyanu b'shem malchus, when you wear it, that bracha encompasses malbish arumim. Covers. Okay. Pun intended. That bracha, it's such an all-encompassing bracha. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. It's such an overwhelming bracha to say malbish arumim. It's not the right thing to say that bracha. B'shem malchus, after you made the bracha shechiyanu upon the wearing of the garment. You know, it's like you say davening. If you say in the room, shloyosani goy, shloyosani oved, shloyosani isha. If you mess up the order, you can't say. If I say the bracha shaloyosani isha, I can no longer say shaloyosani oved and shaloyosani goy. It's too late. Because once I'm not an isha, I'm certainly not a goy, and I'm not. You have to go in order. You have to say shaloyosani goy, shaloyosani oved, shaloyosani isha. If you mess up the order, it's a mu'uvo she'en yachol liskoin. If you're going to say shechiyanu v'kimanu, that bracha is so powerful, it knocks out the mal. It doesn't give you an opportunity to say mal bishar rumin. If you would say like halacha kedasu chedin when you're in Macy's and you give the credit card and you say Rabbi Yisai, quiet, Rabbi Yisai, all the non-theistic women grab a dress from the rack, turn off the music, and bring in all the chassidim. I want a minion, and you make the bracha shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lasman hazeh. And then you go home and you put it on for the first time. That's right. Then you make the bracha of Malbish Arumim. Yeah. But being that today we don't do that, we wait the Shechiyadu until you wear it. It knocked out. It displaced. Unbelievable. It displaced the bracha of Malbish Arumim. So now it doesn't say this. So my ha'ara is, here's my ha'ara. I don't know. I'm waiting for you to give me an answer to this question. I know the answer is that since today the trend is people are not saying Shechianu when they even when they wear a new suit, because we're an affluent society and we don't have that much simcha when we wear a new suit. And we take into consideration all the other things that we said. It's not a simcha shel mitzvah like Yom Tov. It's not born a calendar date mizman lizman mamish. It's a shvacha heter mizman lizman. It means you buy it once a year, twice a year, whatever it is. It's not set in the calendar, and it's not much of a simcha. It's not so. Therefore, we don't say the Shechianu. So, if you don't say the Shechianu, at least say today Mal B'Sharumim.
In the morning, we say Mal B'Sharumim.
Right? So that's the Birchas Hashachar. When you say Mal B'Sharumim, that's Midin Birchas Hashachar. There's another Mal B'Sharumim. So I'm arguing today with you is that since the only reason why we don't say Mal B'Sharumim is because we're saying the Shechianu when you wear it, which has been delayed. Once we delay it, we knock out the Mal B'Sharumim. Those people today who do not make a bracha Shechianu when they even buy a new suit, there's no harm in saying Mal B'Sharumim, and that's Taka the Iker Hadin. What are you going to tell? Maybe you'll tell me, since Chazal Masakin, maybe this is the reason, Chazal Masakin two brachas, and the Toli Zeb is there. When you buy it, you make Shechianu. When you wear it, you say Mal B'Sharumim. It's a set. Is there truth to what I'm saying? I don't know. It's a set. It's a team. And if one is missing, you don't do the other. What? Utensils? Yeah. Buy a new dining room set? So that's a shalom b'chlal you make. When it says in the Gemara Kalim, does that mean utensils literally? Or maybe in that context of the Gemara Kalim, there means clothing. Only clothing. So these are all major dilemmas. So what about leather? There's a misunderstanding. Leather, you really do make a shechianu. For example, a strimal. Okay, anyone buy a new strimal recently here? Anyone buy a new strimal for $3,000? They're on sale now. Anyone want? We'll go after the shiur. We'll go buy $3,000. So why do buy it on shoes? You really should make a shechianu on shoes and a shrine. Oh, but it's leather. A leather, so someone, an animal had to die. An animal had to die in order for you to have this. These shoes and the strimal 26. There are 26 tails. Yudke Vavke in a good strimal. So if there are 20, so 26. So the answer is, they didn't die because of you. They died a long time ago. When you do a ma'is of shechita, when you do a ma'is of killing, you don't make a shechian because the tsar of killing the animal. The first time I ever did a ma'is of shechita, also you make a bracha. You for sure that because when you do a mitzvah which involves death, you don't make a shechianu. When you do bris milah, you're doing it right now. You're causing the baby tsar the yanuka. When now, right now, so you don't make the bracha. But if okay, because Sfarim do fine, and the Minigra actually also do. But those who do not, why don't they make a shechianu? Because I'm causing the baby to have pain right now. But if the animal died 6 months ago. And now they only first now went and they made it into utensil. It was fashioned, let bygones be bygones. The animal died, it died. And a chanami will give a hespit for the animal. But right now there's a very great simcha in acquiring something made from leather. something made from an animal. It's true, the animal died, but it didn't die in front of me right now. There's no reason why you can't make, and therefore, a strimal is a very big simcha, $3,000, and you bob is man, l'zman, and it's a beggar of Shabbos, covered Shabbos. The minute is, you make a new bracha, you make a shachyon when you buy in the strimal.